And now for today's commentary. One down and one to go, the Republican Party convention was held in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. I was there, and so were other food and farm organizations. They were all present and accounted for at the Great American Farm Breakfast. I bet you didn't see that event on television, but never mind. It was still big with hundreds of industry leaders with political interests all across the landscape. Farm Bureau and Farmers Union, sugar growers and sugar processors, and no one dared to be left out. House Ag Committee Chairman Larry Combest defended congressional efforts to help farmers, and being from Texas and a longtime friend of George W. Bush, he prays on his governor. Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas brought the House down with his humor. He supported freedom to farm, aggressively arguing that the critics in the other party don't really want to go back to acreage controls, high loan rates, government bins filled full of grain, overhanging the market, nor do the farmers. And finally, former President Bush arrived and was introduced by Senator Thad Cochran from Mississippi. Bush was in rare form. He was funny. Somehow, reviewing the times his mother made him eat broccoli, he hated broccoli, as we all know, and as a grown man, the president said, "I will not eat broccoli." Well, broccoli farmers were outraged, delivered two truckloads of broccoli to the White House. The president wouldn't meet with them. Barbara had to do it. And with all of that publicity, broccoli sales exploded. Yes, there was more to the convention than that breakfast. I talked with President Bush, remembering the days when we ran 10K races together, talked with Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice presidential selection, and many members of Congress. Republicans are pumped up and confident. Next week, the Democrats and Al Gore will be center stage. Stay tuned. I am John Block from Washington.